Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Digital Business Your Way. I am Tracy Patterson, your resident business rebel, and the woman you call when you're done duct taping strategies together, because you are ready to actually build something sustainable, right? Love that sustainability in business. And today's episode, it's going to hit home if you've been in motion, constantly doing, shifting, creating, yet still feel like things aren't lining up the way they should or the way you wanted, right? You know, the thing that you had envisioned whenever you first started. Like you're doing all the stuff, but you're not getting the traction that you expected by now or the fulfillment and joy. Deep down, you end up thinking, I mean, I know I'm smart. I'm good at what I do. So why the hell does this feel like I'm holding it all together with one fraying piece of yarn? Yeah, well, that's what we're going to unpack today. We're talking about two foundational concepts that can completely shift how you structure your business, and more importantly, how you feel inside. It can feel a little unsexy, but these are often the most important pieces. The four stages of business, yeah, because there are four. It's not just start and scale, but what they actually mean and how one fits into the other, and you can have multiples going at the same time. And two, how most of us are putting just way too much pressure on our marketing and what happens when we expect that to carry, I mean, basically your entire business, right? If you hear yourself in these episodes and what helped figuring out the next right step, not the whole staircase, just what's going to get that going again, hop into a reset session. It's a one-time focused session designed to get you moving again without second-guessing everything so the momentum can compound. Sounds good? All right, let's dig in. We're going to start with the four stages of business. You've heard me mention them before, guest episodes, you know, in a live training, I usually kind of spout them off real quick and people's eyes get big. So today I want to really walk through them in more depth, okay? And especially if you're hearing this for the first time, I want you to notice how many they are and the differences, because we have build, then grow, then stabilize, then scale. And here's the thing, they're not linear. They're not time-based. And they're not formula driven. They're real. They're lived stages that your business plus the offers inside move through based on what you've built, what's working, what you're still trying to figure out and trying to function without enough support. Because here's the part most business concepts skip. You can be and grow with one offer and build with another. You might be scaling your systems while trying to stabilize your pricing. It's that kind of wheel within a wheel feel, right? And when you're running a small business, you know, especially if you're solo, it makes sense that you feel like some parts of your business are really humming along, you know, and they're smooth. And then others, it's like you're holding them up on your back and everything is just, right? So let's break down each of these stages so you can start to see those little different pieces within your own business. So stage one, this is the start. It's when you're creating something out of nothing because you're building. You're defining your offers. You're trying to articulate what you do. You're testing your delivery and you're getting your first set of sales. This is where people romanticize those early days. But let's be real, it's messy, it's fragile, it's adrenaline fueled, you know, and the internet likes to make you feel like you should be past it in 6 months, in 1 week, right? It's like, oh yeah, let's create the thing. And then next month after you follow my system, then you're gonna be at scaling in multi thousands and thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars. I mean, obviously you can kind of hear how I feel about those things, but no, you know, it's not how it truly works for sustainability. It's not how it works with profit in mind, with your life in mind, right? With all the things that you have going and the impact that you set out to create by going on your own and creating this business to begin with, okay? You can be in build for 2 years, you know, if you need it, or five, especially if you've had like a hard pivot somewhere or restructuring something major. It's not a negative label, right? And if you're multi-passionate or running several offers at once, especially if you started out with one thing and then you listen to somebody and you're like, oh, I got to add in this offer. Oh, that's not working. Okay, let me add in this offer. Right? You're going to always be in build somewhere. And that's what gets so, so tiring. Because then we got to go into stage two. It's when growth kicks in. When you have that pulse on your humans and an offer that starts to gain traction. You're getting clients more consistently, figuring out your messaging for that offer and for who you are as a business. You're seeing feedback loops that actually work and that you can action on. You're starting to think about scaling, especially because it's the big sexy word that everybody talks about. Even if you're not ready, you're like, oh, let me dip my toe. Oh, let me find these things out. But here's the trap. People think they're supposed to scale instantly, right? Right from here. When really, this is where everything is grooving along so the cracks can start to show. Because you're running fast. You're saying yes to a lot. You're building in public. And you're also trying to hold it all together. Right? It's filled with that excitement. You can grow fast and still feel unstable underneath it all. I've seen it so, so many times with businesses. This is that part that people almost feel guilty for being in growth, but it's a beautiful place to be. Once we're comfortable with that, then we get to move into stabilize. This is that quiet hero of stages. It's where you decide what's actually working, what needs to go. How sustainable is this offer? Is this model? Is this schedule? Is this pricing? This is where you get intentional about your inputs and stop building on sand. It's where you look at your cost structure, your timeline, your energy, your delivery, all the other pieces, and ask, can I keep doing it this way? Most people skip this part. They think stabilizing is slowing down, or they label it as a plateau. And all of that makes them just feel like it's failure. Again, like they feel like they're in guilt for being here. Like, what's wrong? I'm supposed to go from instant success to instant success even bigger. That's what the internet's for. But no, stabilization, that's the opposite. It's you claiming the foundation that you need in order to scale with any kind of sanity or sanctuary within your business. This is where all of the parts and growth are coming together and you're getting to prune, right? You're getting to sit there and go, no, I don't want this. Yes, I do want this. Oh, let's tweak the pricing here. Let's actually make this offer where it pays for itself. Let's figure these pieces out, right? It's a beautiful stage all in its own right. Because once you have clicked through all the parts of stabilizing, that's when scaling comes in. It's not just about making more money, but it's doing that with structure, with systems, with intention, without sacrificing yourself. Because you tapped back in at all the previous stages. You're expanding your reach because your business can now hold it on its own, not on your back. And when people try to scale from growth or from build, that's how things break. That's when burnout hits. That's when you just want to scream, oh, just forget it, just burn it all down. Or I'm making my 15th pivot this month. And they're not even pivots, they're just evolutions. It's when you build a monster and then you resent it, right? How many times have we seen others do that? Maybe even yourself. But you see these kinds of conversations all the time. And that's what happens whenever people try to hit scale, whenever they're really still in growth or even built. Knowing what stage you're in, it's not just helpful, it's essential for your sustainability. And we move all of the guilt and shame away because these are each beautiful and useful and money makers in their own right. Here's something that might click for you. This is when I was talking about how they actually intersect with each other. And it ends up with that kind of wheel within a wheel sort of look. Because you can be in build with a new workshop while you're in growth with your done for you, right? While you're stabilizing your back end, you can be dreaming and thinking about, oh, what if I scaled this on-demand digital product or a membership, right? All of this happens at the same time because we are dynamic human beings and we bring that into the breadth of our business. It's not linear. It's not formulaic. It's about recognizing where each part of your business is and giving it what it needs to grow well. What your overall business is like and where it's at, plus the individual offers that you're bringing in and that you're creating. It's often why my clients, they feel like such a relief when I map this out with them, because it explains that kind of internal chaos, you know, that you've been carrying, all this wibbly wobbly feeling of like, oh my God, what's going on? Every time I feel like I've got it ready, I don't anymore. You're not unfocused. You're just trying to move these five different things through five different stages all at once without letting any of them breathe on their own and get what they need, right? If you want a set of like prompts to kind of help you figure out what stage each part of your offers are in or what your business as a whole is in, DM me four stage prompts. You can also email the show if you'd rather and just say the number four stage prompts, and we will get you some simple questions that have that kind of powerful insight, right? And this is something that we can really dig into in a reset session. So how about we shift now into the second foundational concept? When we overburden one part of your business with everything, like it's its job to make absolutely every single thing function and work for you. And let's be honest, typically in this online space, especially if you are doing anything around social medias and content, it's almost always marketing. But I really want to break this down clearly because once again, it's not one part runs everything. There's three core departments in an online business, right? Versus, you know, a physical business or a product business. Even if you are sitting around with you, your coffee, and your laptop, every single business has these three core functions. You do have your marketing. This is how people find you and how they become interested in you with your company and with the offers that you're talking about. Sales, this is how they actually make a decision about buying. Even if the decision is no, that's a beautiful thing. In finance, this is how your business actually makes its money. It's how it pays you. It's how it sustains itself, right? We want the money to come in, to stay, to be used, and to flow out as necessary and where necessary. And unfortunately, most online business trainings, they lump everything together, right? Or they're scared to talk about the word sales, or they think everybody's going to glaze over if you go into finance. So it all gets lumped into marketing. And it's like, just post more content, sell in your stories, raise your prices. But if you don't know what part of your business is responsible for what, you end up trying to sell through that content to manage your cash flow through your audience and validate your pricing based on likes. Oof, how many have done that? You know, then you sit there and you wonder, why does your marketing feel so heavy? Well, because it's being asked to do everything. Here's how I break it down for my clients. Marketing is a marathon. Sales is a focused sprint. Finance is the field you're running on. Because marketing builds awareness and the interest. Sales gives people a path to decide. And finance ensures what you're doing is actually working for you, right? So I'll give you an example, and I'll stick to social media since I picked on it. And you all know I don't do a lot of that. So if you're posting a reel, right, about your journey or a belief that you hold about your industry, that's marketing. That's helping people connect with you and want to learn more, right? They are seeing and hearing what you're saying, so that way you are understood. If you're posting a breakdown of your offer with a clear CTA, that's sales. That's about decision making. It's about them seeing themselves in your offer and what you do, and then deciding whether they want to get on board or not. If you're pricing your offer based on feelings or copying someone else's structure and hoping it works or thinking this is what the industry can handle, that's a finance issue. It's not a messaging issue, right? Most people skip building a sales system and a finance structure. They just do more marketing. But marketing without the other two is like inviting people to a party and not giving them an address or food. They're interested, they're watching, but they're not buying. That's not about your value. That's about the business design, about the lack of structure. So how do you tell where your business is out of balance, right? If you think about it like a three-part Venn diagram, is one of the circles way bigger than the other, you know, or is one of them like not even attached anymore, right? So we ask, it's like, is my marketing trying to do all the work? Do I have a sales process that supports people in deciding? Do I actually know what I want to happen when I post something, right? It's like, I mean, you can throw in aligned CTAs every time and it doesn't mean that it's not a marketing message. I can talk more about that if you want. You can put it in the AMA and we can dig that one out some more too, to understand like how do we put CTAs in all of our marketing, all of our content and our sales and how that works, right? But if you're constantly trying to explain or prove you're offering your content, right? If you're constantly thinking more eyeballs, volume, volume, it's the only way to make more money. It's time to pull that apart, okay? Here's a clean way to think about it. Marketing equals interest. Sales equals decision. Finance equals structure. They should work together, but not replace each other. They are their own entities that work in harmony with each other. Trying to sell through marketing alone is what burns people out. It's why you feel like you're shouting into a void or like, oh my God, I can't keep this up anymore. Can I just take a break? It's why launch content feels like it's taking a piece of your soul. And while you're constantly searching for, oh, let me try this, you know, trend. Oh, this person said this one worked. Let me try that one. Right? It's not your way. It's not the way that feels good and alive and light for you. We have to let each part carry its own weight and understand what those are for our individual businesses. So if you're sitting there thinking, all right, this all makes sense, but I still don't know where to start, pop into a reset session with me. One-on-one session for the exact moment when you feel like, oh, am I pivoting? Am I not? Am I growing? Am I launching? Am I strategy overall? I don't know what to do because you're too close to it to see what's next. You don't need a new strategy. You don't need to start over. You just need that conscious time to figure out that next right move, not your next 90 days. Yeah? So we'll clarify those decisions to make. We'll cut through the noise. We'll identify what you're missing and build a path forward that's sustainable for you. Because it's not a coaching program. It's a clean focus container for smart, fast clarity. All right? But if you are thinking, no, I need deeper support. I need to go through all of these questions, all of these prompts, and I need to look at each one of these stages as well as what my finance, my sales, and my marketing has done. That's what we do in one-on-one coaching, all right? So that's for the deeper support to unlearn that noisiness of business advice that's not working for you anymore. And we create a style that actually does work for you. So that's it for today, friend. If this episode brought something up for you, clarity, permission, relief, oh my God, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to know. And I'd love for you to forward this to someone who's like, you know, came to mind as you listen to this and you're like, oh my God, we were just talking about this. Here it is, right? That kind of moment, share it. You know, tell me in a review, right? Because we don't need more hacks, yeah? We need more sustainable, soul-aligned businesses that are actually built to support the people who are in charge of them. That's us. And I know that that's what you long to build. So I'm with you and I'm here for you. Until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.